night before Christmas went all through the hood. Not a creature was stirring, so everything was all good. The stockings were hung by the chimney so neat, in hopes that Saint Nicholas would come to our street. My nerves were stirring, I just couldn't get to bed. All dreams of new trinkets just danced in my head. And Mama in her nightgown and I in my stocking cap had just settled down from a long day of shopping. Well, out on the stoop there arose such a fuss, I sprang from the bed to see what was up. Away to the window I flew like in a hurry, tore open the shutters and I noticed snow flurries. The moonlit glow of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to all the cars below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight little deer. With a little old driver so lively, so quick, I thought to myself, nah, can't be Saint Nick. More rapid than crackheads, his carriers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them all by name. Now, as a man raised in the ghetto so hard, my senses, they're heightened, so I'm always on guard. I put on my glasses and I grab my old bat, for if this is a burglar, I know how to handle that. I never imagined a sleigh that could fly, so quickly I dismissed my sight as a lie. But up to the rooftop, the reindeer, they flew with a sack full of toys and a dude in a red suit. And then, in a twinkling, I heard them on the roof, prancing and patting of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, I looked up the chimney and guess who was coming down. He was dressed all in fur, his shoes they still shined, and although he had traveled through such dirt and grime, a bundle of gadgets he flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening up his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks with tomatoes, his nose like a cherry. The beard of his chin was as white as some cotton. I put down my bat as if I had forgotten, but the stump of a pipe he clenched within his teeth, and the smoke that encircled his head like a wreath. I instantly thought that someone was just joking, so I grabbed his pipe and I whispered, "No smoking." This jolly old man, I saw him, yes I did, but I hadn't believed in him since I was like a little kid. He placed his fat finger in front of his lips, and then he turned to my cookie, my milk, and my list. He spoke not a word, but I knew the deal. I got so excited, 'cause Santa is real. I thought he was silent, but his motions were strong, and he wouldn't give me presents unless I got gone. So I went back to bed, smiling from ear to ear, my belly warm and full, bursting with Christmas cheer. We woke up that morning with a yawn and a stretch, and no one was ready for what we saw next. All the presents that I knew I would see, the boxes with the bows sitting under that tree. But my mom was sad, so I asked her, "What's wrong?" "The trees, the gifts, our Christmas is gone." Could it be true that my hunches were right? The jolly old man who went bump in the night was not Saint Nick, but some sort of imposter, and that we were struck by a holiday robber. He took the PlayStations, our bikes, TVs, Nintendo DSs, the coats with long sleeves. This expert magician was smoother than silk. He even devoured my cookies and milk. Though I was upset that he'd broken our home, he made one mistake. He took my iPhone. And thanks to the insight and the brains of Steve Jobs, find my iPhone activates when you're robbed. And when the time came to talk to the police, thanks to technology, this cat's off the streets. So always lock your doors and remember, sleep light. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And to all a good night.